you, Kim. It's the first Tuesday of the month, and you know what happens the first Tuesday of every month, Bill.
Mike McNamara, and this is a decree. It's by law, we invite Mike to come in and tell us what's going on at the Midwest Independent Film Festival.
Okay.
It's now a law, Mike. You've become part of the legislature.
My petition worked.
Yep. Yep. You never disappoint us. There's always good things going on with the Midwest Independent Film Festival, and certainly this month is no exception.
Oh, we're super excited. This is really our opening night. So since with the beginning of January, we take off the first Tuesday in January. So we get to tell people Happy New Year, even though it's already February. So it's very exciting.
But you haven't seen people since the New Year changed.
So Happy New Year, Bill.
Happy New Year,
Mike. Wendy.
Thank you, Mike.
Tonight, opening night for the Film Festival, Landmark Century Center Cinema. And we're opening with this amazing drama, all-star cast. It's called Halfway. It all shot in Wisconsin. It's been winning festival awards and laurels all over the country. And now it's coming back to the Midwest to make its Chicago premiere. Wonderful cast. And I brought with one of the amazing stars of the film from Caroline in the City, from The Office, also that new CW show, No Tomorrow. This is Amy Peetz.
Amy, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm so glad to be back in Chicago.
Amy and I go
way
back.
It's raining and crappy today.
I love it.
This is how it should be. This is Chicago at its
Give
best.
Give me more.
You and I have known each other for a long, long time. I was with you right after you got your first network job, an episode of Star Trek.
Yes.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah. When I was Googling for photos of you online, I saw you in a very short haircut.
Yeah, Pat Benatar looking. That was me.
That was a planet where all the aliens looked like Pat Benatar. Do you remember that episode?
Their heartache
lowest,
to heartache.
Lowest rated episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
But what a thrill that must have been to be on a show. I mean, you've been on dozens of shows like that, but that first time to be in Star Trek
Next
Generation.
Oh, my God. And I was a fan.
Yeah.
I would hang out with my friend Bill Laren at Act One Bookstore, and we would talk about Star Trek and Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
If I can see
number one to the bridge,
Jean-Luc Picard. And then I got to meet him, and
he was awesome, wasn't he?
Oh, he was awesome, and you know the outfits were the most fun because they kind of built the utopian vision of a physicality underneath their uniforms. So you'd unzip, and there'd just be like an older dude with like sort of slumped shoulders and little calves and like a flat butt, and then he'd zip back up, and he was like Superman. And they gave me size D's.
Oh,
it was great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The future's a great place.
The future's a great place.
I can't wait. I'll go shop there.
Yeah.
All right. Talk about your involvement with Halfway. How did this come to be?
I auditioned like every other actress in Los Angeles for our director, Ben Caird, our producer, Johnny Patterson. And Ben's father is a, hoity-toity big shot director over in England.
What would we know him from?
He's a pedigree. Shows like Nicholas Nickleby he conceived and directed for the West End and Broadway.
Yeah.
So I knew we were dealing with a guy who grew up knowing how to tell stories and being taught by the best. So I was very intrigued. But what also intrigued me was the script and the subject matter. Taking place on a farm in Wisconsin, I was very excited to tell the stories of my people. My tribe.
You're from Wisconsin.
I am from Wisconsin. My dad was a dairy farmer. Took place on a dairy farm. I felt very plugged in immediately.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
it all takes place. I mean, a lot of it takes place on a dairy farm. It revolves around. You all saw The Blind Side that Sandra Bullock won the Oscar for. Well, her co-star in it, the big linebacker lineman guy, Quentin Aaron. He is the star and executive producer of this film. And basically, he's coming out of jail. And his white stepbrother is a lawyer and got him out of jail, but under the condition that kind of his halfway home would be his family's dairy farm in Montfort, Wisconsin. Enter Amy Peetz.
Well, yeah, there's been some deaths in the family of his mother and my husband in the same car wreck. And there is sort of a thriller underneath all of this, a crime drama. So there's a lot going on. It's deeply emotional. It touches upon the question of recidivism and how to get people back on their feet after they get out of jail. So these were all topics I wanted to delve into. You don't get to do that on sitcoms, so this was really fun. It was cool.
I think the word, Mike, I think you said gritty.
It's gritty.
And what's wrong with that?
I love gritty. And I mean, this is so beautifully shot. And you really, it's a truly a Midwest film. It's what the Midwest Independent Film Festival is here for. And what's cool is we had filmmakers from, like, Ben Carrot, who's from England. The producer, Johnny Patterson's from Scotland. The DP was from L.A. A lot of the producers were Chicago, Wisconsin. So we really were bringing together New York, L.A., United Kingdom, Scotland, Midwest, Chicago, all coming together in this film. And it's just really powerful. All-star cast also includes, the cast also includes Jillian Zinsser, also includes Jeffrey DeMunn, who is amazing from The Walking Dead. Won an Emmy nominee. Yeah,
he's
Jeffrey
been in a bunch of Stephen King stuff over the years,
film.
Too. He's a great actor.
Yeah, so he's in. I mean, really, they did a great job of putting just a cast together. Every role is just perfectly cast and just really beautifully done.
All right, the Midwest Independent Film Festival. How long have you been doing this? Because without you, how do these movies get shown? Seriously.
Well, when we started it, there was no Netflix, there was no YouTube, there was no nothing. There was really nowhere else for these films to be shown. And this is really going to be your only chance to see Halfway in the theater. And the release date, they're still looking for distribution, so that hasn't been set yet. So this is your only chance to see this film on the big screen in the theater. We're going to have a packed house tonight, and I'll give away a few tickets at the end of the segment.
Good.
But this is our lucky 13th year.
Look at that.
For First Tuesdays with the Midwest Independent Film Festival.
And what was your crowd like at your first one? Seriously, because now,
I mean, people thought we were crazy. Me and the gentleman I co-founded it with, Michael Quilford, who's a really good cinematographer, we were like, we're only going to show films made in the Midwest. Well, this was in 2004, so people were like, that's like no films. Yeah. And we said, well, we're going to figure it out. And then we kind of looked at each other and we're like, is this going to work or not? And, you know, at that point, there was, I mean, we're dating ourselves here, but there was no online ticketing.
Right.
There was no Facebook.
Right.
I mean, you pretty much were just like, yep. My mom would call people. My mom would, I had people that would, you know, we had a list.
That was his PR director.
My mom, we would email folks and we'd all be like, well, I kind of heard some people are coming out tonight. And, you know, every time you were just kind of hoping people showed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, month by month, more and more people showed up. We found more and more films. And here we are 13 years later.
Also 13 years later, from a filmmaker standpoint, they now have the ability to make and edit these films in their kitchen if they want to. They can do it on a home computer, and it looks like it's professional quality. It is professional quality.
It is professional. Well, what's so great is just the doors are open now, and anybody can make films, and they can do it much more quickly. It used to be if you were making a film, you were shooting it on Super 16, or you were shooting it on a camcorder, and it was going to look terrible,
right.
You know? And you had nowhere to, and you could only have DVDs. Now anybody can make a film. Like you said, they can make it look great. They can edit it on their laptop, and there's immediate platforms for it.
Well, and tonight there's a great panel discussion to cover just that topic before we show Halfway. What time is that, Mike? 6?
Yeah, so the doors open at 6. The panel's in the theater at 6:30, and it's actually going to be all about bringing great cast to your films.
Oh,
how do you get
an Amy Peets? I mean, how do you?
Great casts and Amy Peets. Which may not be one in the same.
No, but I was thinking that too, because when you're saying people were shooting these things, no budget, and now, you know, this is something that you can say, I want to be part of this.
Yeah, and there are a few things that, you know, really attracted me to this project that will be revealed in tonight's panel.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
Along with who might
be. So we're also
going to
have
tonight.
David O'Connor, one of the top casting directors in the city and in the country. He's going to be on there talking about his relationships with the name talent, so to speak, like Amy. And Reed Brody, who's the producer of Who Gets the Dog, that Alicia Silverstone romantic comedy.
Oh, right,
he came
in
back in September.
Yeah.
So he's going to talk about how he's kind of dealing with those agents and what have you. And then the moderator is going to be Mike Schmiedler, who has produced TV shows for Travel Channel, CNN, NBC. So they're all going to be talking about their different perspectives on just bringing great talent to your films.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think, well, how do I – if I wanted Amy in my film, how do I even, I mean, what am I,
my relatives are constantly like, will you read my script or not? So, come to the panel, we'll tell you a little bit of how to get that done, how to realize your dream as a Midwestern filmmaker.
And this is done prior to showing the film.
So that's at 6:30, and then right after that, Reload your beverages, and we're going to see the Chicago premiere of Halfway at 7:30. That'll be followed by a Q&A with cast and crew and Amy.
I can't tell you how valuable that is to people who just not only want to be in film but enjoy films. Those Q&As, because I've sat in on those.
Sure.
They're so helpful if you're just a film goer to understand the process of what goes on behind the scenes.
I go all the time in Los Angeles. The Screen Actors Guild will hold screenings around awards show times. And for all these years I've been doing this, 30-plus years, I'm still fascinated by hearing the process of how other far more famous actors approach their projects and their roles and how they get things done.
Pretty cool. We have to take a quick break, and then we will continue with Amy Peetz and Mike McNamara from the Midwest Independent Film Festival. Tonight they will be showing
Halfway.
That's it. Halfway.
Mike McNamara is here from the Midwest Independent Film Festival. The film Halfway premieres tonight. Go see it. Amy Peetz, one of the stars of that movie, is in studio with us. Amy, I also wanted to mention, you're in what I consider to be one of the funniest episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm ever. Can you just
give Wendy Wheelchair?
Wendy Wheelchair. Yeah. Really a funny episode. If people haven't seen it, what are they missing?
Wow. They're missing total inappropriate dialogue and behavior.
Start to finish.
Start to finish.
Yeah.
There is, can I say cunnilingus on the air?
I don't know.
It's all right. It's all right.
Just when you start a sentence with, can I say?
It's a lot of pressure from that point on.
Yeah. Right. They perk up.
Yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff in that episode.
Yes.
It is really good.
Yeah. But really, like every episode of the show, it starts out awkward and it just gets more and more awkward as that episode goes on. And I've seen it a few times. You're funny in it. The whole thing is just perfect. So funny.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that CNN comedy special that's coming up because they had Larry David doing a little quip about it.
About the history of comedy.
Yeah. It looks really good. And so does Halfway. Really, it's amazing what you can do with these low budget. Is it low budget? Sure. I guess it is.
It's got about a six-figure budget, and they don't usually like to talk about the budget too much. It's a relatively low budget, but it's one of those where it's enough to bring in great actors like Amy, like Jeffrey DeMunn from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But that's what the panel's going to be about tonight, just before Halfway, is like, how can you really make the most out of your budget? How can you really attract, you know, great actors and get your script in front of them and try to get them, you know, the absolute best person that you can for every role. And tonight, if you guys are cool with it, we'll do a little quick giveaway for for your listeners. We'll say the first five people who are new to the fest that go to our Facebook page for the Midwest Independent Film Festival and just message me, message the fest. I'll be checking it out within the hour, and just mention Bill and Wendy, and we'll have complimentary tickets for you and a guest to come out tonight, Landmark Century Center Cinema, 6 p.m. Limited tickets remaining, and it's really going to be an awesome night.
When you say complimentary, do you mean free, or do you mean they'll say nice things about you?
Right. We'll say nice things to you for paying. No, right, just kidding. Fair. It's free tickets for you and a guest. We want to always bring out new people to the fest, so we appreciate it. And even if you can't make it tonight, go to our Facebook page. Go to our brand new YouTube page. We got a lot of great films up there, and subscribe and like them.
Yeah.
Amy Peetz, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Don't you miss? I know you lived here for a bunch of years. Do you have to miss the city at
terribly
times? Doesn't it eat you up sometimes?
It does. I mean, driving in off of the freeway, I was like, I barely recognize. Everything's so pretty now.
Yeah.
Everything's so nice.
Yeah.
It's just a gorgeous place. I would love to live here part of the time.
Part of the time.
Yeah. Just bounce back in the summertime.
There we go.
Yeah.
What? We'll see you guys tonight, 6 p.m. at Landmark, and thanks so much for having us on.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Again, that's the Independent Film Festival. Mike, one more time. It's MidwestFilm.com.
MidwestFilm.com. We actually have a brand new site. Go check it out. Limited tickets remaining at MidwestFilm.com. Full schedule's up there. Doors are at 6, panel at 6:30, and then the Chicago premiere of Halfway at 7:30.
Perfect. Good luck tonight, Amy. Great to see you
again. Thanks. Great to see you guys.
Thank you.